Let's give a warm welcome tonight for our 10-minute speaker, Janice M.
My name's Janice, and I'm an alcoholic. Welcome to the newcomers. I love Alcoholics Anonymous, and thank you, Randy. I met Randy at the Six Step House up in Leucadia quite a few months ago, and you never know who you're going to meet at a meeting. And my sobriety date is December 14th, 2007. I just hit 22 months on the 14th of this month. And my sponsor is Kathy Kay, and she has a sponsor named Crystal, who has a sponsor named Shirley. And my home group, I have two home groups, the Six Step House Attitude Adjustment 7 a.m. meeting, and also the women's noon handbag meeting in Oceanside on Wednesdays. And, you know, I'll tell you a little bit of what it was like, what happened, and then what really happened, and what it's like now, you know. You know, I'm the third of four children born into a functioning German and Irish Catholic alcoholic family. And, you know, my family, we just drank, and it worked. And the my dad, I always remember him telling me, if you drink like me, you're going to become an alcoholic like me, and you're going to die of cirrhosis of the liver. You know, and that's what happened to anyone in our family. And, you know, no one, I am the first member of my family to ever walk into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And, you know, I don't know what the future holds for anyone in my family, but I'm so grateful that I'm in these rooms, and I'm grateful that I found a different way to live. You know, I can't tell you how old I was when I took my first drink. You know, like I said, I'm Catholic, you know, and you drink, you know, wine at the Catholic Church, and, you know, it was just something that was normal. I know that I believe for this alcoholic that I was genetically born an alcoholic. And I was a liar, a cheat, and a thief ever since I can remember. And even before taking a drink, you know, I was that five-year-old that was always stealing money out of my mom's purse for whatever reason. And I didn't need to, but I just did it. And I wanted to see if I could get away with it. You know, and I lied, and that worked for a really long time, and you know, because I only have, you know, it's a limited amount of time. I won't go into my whole drunk log, but you know, alcohol worked for a long time, and you know, I was kind of I had other substances that I tried when I was younger. You know, but nothing real heavy until I was probably in my 30s. You know, because I was always told if you do cocaine or you do heroin, you're going to end up on the streets and you're going to be a bum. You know, so I was afraid to do that. So I would drink a lot. You know, and I also kind of fell into a solid alcohol addiction, which is what the big book calls it, which is opiates. You know, and I found those 15 years ago, and I figured a way that I could be loaded all day legally while I was in the Marine Corps, and I could drink at night, you know, and it worked for a long time until it almost killed me. So, you know, I made a lot of decisions. Pretty much every important decision in my life up until the past 22 months, I was loaded, you know, and everything I did, I was an arrogant drinker. I always had something in my system. I'm the mother of four children, and I can tell you that it wasn't until I was 3 months sober that I realized I actually had given birth to these four children and that they were living in my house, and that they weren't going anywhere, you know? Because, you know, as harsh as it seems, I was not sober when I was pregnant with those children, and I was not sober when I went to the hospital to give birth to them. It was just, you know, I was either drinking, and if I wasn't drinking, I was eating Norco, or I was eating Soma, or any kind of solid alcohol that I could find. You know, 15 years ago when I was in the Marine Corps, I hurt my back, and I'm a disabled vet today. And you know, that gave me a reason and an excuse and a bitchin' medical record, you know, that I can go, and if I wanted to today, I could walk in and I could get, you know, whatever I wanted, because on paper, I look really broken, you know. And so in 2006, at this point, I had three children. I had met a great guy. You know, I'm divorced, and I've got three kids by three different fathers, but I'm with the guy of the third child, and amazing man, and he has a, you know, he's not one of us, but he drank with me, and he could always stop. And, you know, I got out of the Marine Corps, and I got a job at the post office, and I was a letter carrier, and, you know, and it was a good job. And I was, you know, I got hired on as a full-time employee there, and I was driving the mail truck around in my hometown because I worked in Carlsbad, and my house was there, and I had a cocktail in the mail truck with me, and I was, like, deviating off of my mail route to go to Kaiser to pick up a prescription, and I was like, man, you know, and that all made sense to me. Like, I would fill up water bottles, and I would take my son to the Mother Son Dance, and I would be wasted, and I would drink, you know, because I could not imagine my life without drinking. I could not go 4 hours without drinking. If I had an open back-to-school night or open house, I took a 32-ounce 7-Eleven cup, and I drank. I drank at the school. I drank everywhere I went. When I got in the car, I had my kids hold my drink, and they carried it to the car if my arms were full. And I drove, and I drank in my SUV, and I drove your kids, and I drank in my SUV. And that's the decisions that I made, you know, when I was under the influence. And so I decided that I was going to get caught working for the post office, drinking in the mail truck, driving, and taking pills, and so I quit my job. Because I didn't want to go to federal prison, you know, and that made sense. And so I went and I said, thanks for the job, but, you know, I'm going to quit. And I went home, and I told my fiancé that I had quit the post office, and I was going to be a stay-at-home mom raising these three kids. And what that got me was it got me a permanent space in the corner of the couch where I drank and I ate pills and I did scratchers and I watched every intervention, Dr. Phil, Oprah Winfrey show that was on TV. And I sat there and I quit cooking and I quit doing laundry and I just quit everything. I was not functioning anymore. And I was dying. And, you know, I had a couple instances. I accidentally fell down the stairs going to the fridge to get more beer, and I broke my foot, which for, you know, someone who likes solid alcohol, that's a good thing because you get to go to the doctors and you get to get more medication, you know. But I broke my foot, and there was just a couple things that happened, and went to Cabo, and that trip turned out, you know, awful because I got wasted and burnt my foot, and then I got a bone infection, and you know, it was just terrible. So we got back, and that was in 2006, and it was Memorial Day weekend, and I was hanging out with my dad and my Uncle Sam and my husband, and we were drinking, and something happened, and I said, well, you know what, I would go to rehab, but who would take care of these three kids if I went to rehab, you know, like I was even taking care of them. So my husband, like, ran to the phone. Shouldn't have said that. And, you know, what I know today is that we don't get sober unless we want to get sober. At least I didn't get sober until I wanted to get sober. And I went to the Oasis Treatment Center. 5 days later, he drove me there. And, you know, I went there because he wanted to see me get sober. And my kids wanted me to be sober. And even my family that drank wanted to see me get sober. You know, they were like, Janice, you got this bitch in life, you know. And you wouldn't have known the things that I was doing and the torment that was inside of me because I had this pretty life. You know, and I went there and I detoxed for 5 days off of alcohol and narcotics, and it was awful. And I was in this trailer and you know, I mean, it was just seizures. And got to the Oasis and someone walked up to me my first day there and he said, hey, you're bipolar, take this. And I did. And so I pretended to be bipolar with the shrink, and I went and I got, you know, put on medication because I needed to put something in my body. And so the clients there gave me their medication, and then I started taking more of my medication than what I was supposed to, and I paid $25,000 to go to rehab and use drugs. And a little bit of the program sunk into my system because I'm arrogant, and I'm going to show you that I'm going to do this thing. So I got out of there, and, you know, they said, get a sponsor, go to meetings, work the steps, you know, be of service. So I did all that. You know, I got out and I went to the step house and I got a sponsor and I worked the steps and I kept getting stuck on like 8 and 9, you know, because I wasn't sober and I was totally loaded for over 550 days sitting in Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. And I took 18 months worth of dirty tokens. And I got pregnant with my fourth child, and you know, this disease made me do things that I'm not proud of. And in my last year and a half of lying and cheating and stealing, you know, I did things that people go to jail for, you know. And I know today if you add alcohol or you add a pill to me, that I'm going to do things. I'm an adulteress, I'm a child abuser, and I'm a liar and a cheat and a thief. And I'm going to smile at you, and I'm going to look pretty when I'm doing it, and I'm going to steal whatever you have. You know, and that's where this disease took me. And in December of 2007, I had a few moments of clarity. And you know, at that point, I had, you know, I was really sick. I was stealing some stuff from medication and drinking whenever I could, but you can smell alcohol, you know. So it was really hard to hide in my house and be drinking. And so what happened was is I decided that I would rather die than to live the way I was going to live. But what I would do is give Alcoholics Anonymous a little bit of a try, you know, and I would do what you guys said. And on December 13th, 2007, I got honest with another woman in the program, and I told her I'd never been sober a day in my life, you know. And she said, I'll be there tomorrow morning, and I'm taking you to a meeting. And I got on my knees December 14th, and I asked God to help me. And this overwhelming power came over me, and I had a spiritual experience when I was 5 days sober, and I'll tell you that there is a God, and He is not me. And that, you know, ever since the day that I got sober, I've, you know, it's 22 months now, every morning I get up and I hit my knees and I say the third step prayer and I write a gratitude list. I write 5 things every day I'm grateful for, and I journal and I sponsor women and I go to a meeting. And I'm told that you get out of Alcoholics Anonymous what you put into it, and I put a lot into the program, and it's given me a life beyond my wildest dreams. Thanks.